there was never really so much a focus about ethnic background, because at such a young age, especially having gone to school here, there was never anything about, Filipino kids say this, or Chinese kids say this, anything like that. It was just, if you were a kid, you were a kid, plain and simple. You enjoyed the same kind of things as pretty much all the other kids. And for the most part, it was pretty cool. And I really didn't take into account what my ethnic background was until about second grade. I mean, I knew I was Filipino, but it was in second grade, one of the projects we had was to go home and ask what is the way to say Merry Christmas in our family's native language. And so I asked, and it was Malayan Pasko.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I can recall about that, and it's something I do regret to a certain extent, but not totally, was when growing up, sometimes you're afraid to say things. You know, you don't want to be embarrassed. And the way we grew up, it's like no kid wanted to say something that didn't sound cool. And saying Maligayang Pasko, that was kind of weird. And so when the teacher asked, okay, you know, she was writing on the board the different ways to say Merry Christmas, and someone said, does anyone have anything else? And, you know, Maligayang Pasko wasn't written on the board yet. And so she asked, does anyone have another way to say Merry Christmas? I didn't jump at the opportunity to raise my hand. One of my other friends did, he was Filipino too, and he said it, and it wasn't what I thought. She didn't laugh or anything like that at the way the other languages were. But what was funny is that it was because of growing up with other Filipino kids. That's why I was kind of ashamed to say things sometimes, because it was kind of like, I guess at the time I was growing up, Filipino kids sometimes poked fun at the way their parents spoke. Mm-hmm. You know, back then, having an act, for little kids, if you had an accent, it was something to make fun of and whatnot. But it wasn't until I got older I realized, when you found that someone had an accent, especially when you're living here, you found that person had a better connection to the culture than you probably do, because even though you may have read and studied the culture, they grew up with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.